This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on the patient by the name of Alan Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S, Foxtrot Oscar Roger Beta Echo Sierra, first name Alan, A-L-A-N. This is the clinical case of a ...78-year-old white male that is a veteran, that while he was on Vietnam, while he was in Vietnam, was exposed to Agent Orange. 13 months ago, the patient had COVID-19. He has also history of Lyme disease in the past, and was referred to this facility when the patient was CKD stage 3B with a proteinuria that was more than 4 grams. The patient has been taking the combination of Jardiance and Kerendia, and the dose of the Jardiance, I am pretty sure, is 12.5 milligrams per gram of creatinine, 12.5 milligrams every day, because that is what the VA system is providing, and the patient is getting the Kerendia 10 milligrams every day. With the administration of these medications, we have seen a progressive decrease in the proteinuria. Today, the patient comes with a creatinine of 2.6, a BUN of 34, the estimated GFR of 34, and the protein creatinine ratio is 17:71. which is a significant improvement. We are going to reemphasize the need for a low sodium diet, low protein diet, low potassium diet, in order to be able to continue with the improvement of the condition. And we are going to advise a weight loss of 4 pounds in the next 3 months in order to improve furthermore. Number two, nephrotic syndrome as above. Number three, the patient has hyperkalemia, 5.4. He says that he has been eating more tomatoes than before. This is diet related, and we went through the diet, and information was provided in a written fashion. Following number, essential hypertension. Systolic today was 160. He says that he's always between 120 and 130 at home. We are not going to adjust any medications. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, anemia related to CKD. The patient has a hemoglobin of 11.3. He is not a candidate for the administration of ESA, Echo Sierra Alpha. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Total cholesterol 137, HDL 62, LDL 56. And the triglycerides are 105. Following number, gout, that it hasn't been active, the uric acid is 4.2. In general, we see the improvement. Prescriptions were given. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we encourage the patient to call the office in case of any questions or any situations that we should be aware of. I invested a 9 minutes review in the lab, in the face-to-face. We spent 10 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.